Welcome to the Melton Forge Works podcast. I'm going to take you along on my day-to-day adventures in bladesmithing and blacksmithing. I'll be talking about the people involved in the craft and the tools and the methods that go along with it. So thanks for listening. Hey, everybody. I know. It's been 3 months. You probably thought I was done making podcasts. Well, I'm back. This is episode 59. And let's see, since I last spoke to you, boy, a lot has happened. And been a lot of places, done a lot of things, and I'm going to catch you up on that. So thanks for sticking with me, and I'm going to be producing podcasts more regularly now. And I'll tell you why I haven't been able to get them out, but anyway, thanks again for sticking with me. So, I think the last podcast I uploaded was, oh my gosh, February sometime maybe? And so now it's May. It's Mother's Day. So, it's May in 22, Mother's Day. And let's see, since last I spoke to you, I have been to and from Italy. I have been in the shop a lot, and my job with the hospital has gone absolutely bonkers. And so my time to get podcasts done has been pretty restricted. So most of you know that blacksmithing is not my full-time job. It's a side business, and I have to do it when I can. And the podcast... Well, the podcast is part of that business, you know, and so it fits into that same, it has to fit in that same time slot, which is time when I'm not doing everything else that's required of me in life. And so, let's see, when was it? We went to Italy, I guess it's been a little over a month now. My wife had a speaking engagement in Italy, and I was able to tag along. And we went to Rome and then down to Naples. And then from Naples, we went to Pompeii and Sorrento and just had a wonderful trip, obviously. And, you know, any trip to Italy is usually not a bad trip, but we did the typical stuff. We got to see really cool things and we got to eat a lot of food. So it was an awesome trip, but getting to see the Colosseum, especially there in Rome, was just phenomenal. And the highlight of the trip for me, as far as the places that we went, was probably Pompeii. I mean, you know, my entire life I've heard about the ruins at Pompeii and how this city was smothered by a volcano. And but being there and seeing that place was just... It's huge. I mean, it's a huge city that they've uncovered, and they're still uncovering it. And I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that there were still parts of it that hadn't been uncovered yet. But anyway, it's a massive, massive city. It's so big you can get lost in it. You know, there's a map that you can get to walk the streets of Pompeii, and some of those buildings are phenomenally preserved, with, you know, original paintings on the walls, still vibrant colors. It's really something else. You know, it's just amazing. So if you ever get the chance to go to Pompeii, go. But we did that Italy trip over about 6 or 7 days, and that trip occurred right in the middle of a big project at work for my hospital job. And boy, I was really thankful that they let me go on that trip in the middle of that project. But so I came back from Italy and had to jump right back into the project at work. And just my days have been crazy, very, very crazy. And so we finished that particular project at work, which was in preparation for a project that I'm in the middle of now, which is like a 3-week 2 or 3 week process to migrate all the users in the hospital from one electronic medical record to another. And it's been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy at work. And, you know, these days I don't hop in the truck and drive to work very much. You know, I get up out of bed and I go and log in and do my work over the network. And so the time where I could chat with you all in the truck and record a new episode or a new segment of the podcast, I'm still trying to adjust to that. You know, my life is different now than it was when I started the podcast. And to be honest, I'm really still trying to get a grip on my new schedule and create new habits and just get used to the change. It's funny, you spend 20 plus years of your life in a particular habit pattern, and then when that changes, you know, it changes everything, and it makes it difficult to establish new patterns and new habits, but I'm getting there. And so in between all the craziness at work and traveling to Italy and all that, I have been getting into the shop when I can. I've purposefully not been promoting my my blacksmith business and not doing a whole lot of social media product posting because I can't handle the business right now, you know. And even so, I'm still getting some orders in. And so I work on those when I can, usually late at night or early in the morning, or sometimes during a lunch break, I'll run out to the shop and bang a few things out. And, you know, to be honest, it's kind of been nice taking a little bit of a break from a hectic side business that I'm trying to keep going. You know, where I've got, you know, a big order sheet that I've got to work through every week with pressure to get products made and shipped out every week, on top of pressure to, you know, be a husband, father, and a hospital employee and all that. And so it's been kind of nice to take a little bit of a step back. And so the plans that I had to try to develop some new products for the website have kind of taken a back seat, and I've just been trying to keep my head above water and maintain what I've got. And so far it's keeping me as busy as I want to be, which is a good problem to have. But when I have been in the shop, it hasn't been a whole lot of new stuff. You know, it's been a lot of the same things that I've been making for the last year or two. So I think I've shipped out, I'm getting close to 1,000 steak turners having been shipped out over the last couple of years. And I'm moving and making a lot more of the railroad spike meat forks, which initially, you know, with any new product, when I added the meat forks to the website, I had made enough of them to get the process down. But they were taking me longer to make than the steak turners, because I had to do a good bit more hand forging on the fork, you know, the fork end of it. That's all hand forged. And so I didn't like making those at first because it was just taking me so much more time. But as I've gotten more and more of those made, I've refined my process there and gotten better at speeding up the hand forging. So that's really about the only new thing that I've added, probably in the last year, was the railroad spike meat fork. And so I had some ideas to add some other stuff, but again, I just haven't taken the time to, haven't been able to take the time to work out all the tooling and the refining and the learning that's required when you make a new product. So I'm just letting it be. I'm not worried about it. I'm just doing what I can do when I can do it, and try not to worry about it, because there's really nothing I can do about it. So let's see, travel plans for the future. I was hoping to go to the Crossroads Festival this coming weekend at the North Texas Fairgrounds in Denton, Texas. There's a group that's putting on an event there. Mark Ling and the Texas crew are having some demonstrators come out and work and put on a blacksmith conference because the Abana conference was canceled. And so some of the demonstrators that were going to be in Texas for Abana anyway were invited by Mark and those guys to do a different conference. And I really hope it's super successful. And I was planning to go, but I just kind of found out yesterday that I'm probably not going to make it. I didn't book a hotel in time, and my truck has had some trouble lately, and I don't want to drive in my truck. I don't want to take my truck for that 12 plus hours worth of driving. It's a one-way trip of 6 hours, but you know, it's a lot of driving on my truck. My truck's a 2005 and it's got a lot of miles on it, and I just had to put a bunch of money into it. And so I'm not, I was going to rent a car and go. And so I started looking up what it was going to cost me to go to the conference. And with a rental car and hotel and all that, it's pushing north of $600 to go to this conference. And to be honest, I just don't know that I want to spend that much money right now, because I might be going to Blade Show too, first week of June. And so it's kind of, I can do one or the other. And so I'm going to probably hold off on this trip and then go to Blade and hang out with people there and say hello. So it's a bummer. I can't go and do everything I want to do all the time, but that's the way it is. I'm not quite ready to sell a kidney to go get a new truck just yet. Man, new truck prices are ridiculous. And so I'm just trying to take care of the truck I got. Man, I don't know if you can hear that, but there's a donkey in the woods. My neighbor has a donkey and it's going crazy. Sounds like somebody's being murdered over there. Anyway, I'm out for a walk today and thought I would take a minute and record a podcast. So, I'm trying to think what else to catch you up on. That's about it. I don't know if I told you, but in the last, between the last episode and now, I had a really great interview with Niels Ogren, and like a moron, I forgot to record the podcast. We just talked over Skype and I'd never hit the record button. And so that conversation only happened between the two of us, which it was a great conversation. It was good to catch up with Niels. He's got a new baby boy and he's throwing axes out all over the place. Looks like he's doing really well, but it was great to catch up with him. And I really hate that you all are not going to get to hear that conversation. We got to talk about his new power hammer that he just got, and he still had some work to do on it. So when I realized that the podcast didn't record, I told him what happened. And I said, well, we'll just wait another few weeks and we'll record again. And this time you can tell me everything about the power hammer, how you got it, and what you've had to do to fix it and all that. So sometime in the next couple episodes, I will catch up with Niels again and we'll do an interview show. Those are a lot of fun. So anyway, that's all I've got right now. I'm starting to ramble, and so I'll save you from that, and I'll talk to you later. I'm going to finish my walk. See y'all next time. Bye.